B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Egan slams the over for their first mistake of the show. You nailed the over, man. I had you at 10:30.
And just like Vegas, right? If you had like 1 o'clock, I did it at 1:01.
Let's see what came in last night on the Bring the Heat line.
So far tonight, my night has consisted of watching 14 pitches of the Phillies to see them down 5-0. Watching to see Cody Kessler get absolutely blown up. Unfortunately, it is just a terrible sports night.
Well, I guess that changed. He regrets that.
Yeah, that
call.
Was one of those premature calls, like all the premature tweets you got yesterday.
Yeah, that's why you got to be careful. You got to wait to see the whole thing. Like that guy who tweeted me and said, struck out twice. Were you complaining then? Or were you happy then about his $330 million? Dude, baseball, you fail more than you succeed.
Yes.
All in all, Bryce Harper's night, great.
Listen, he went 1-for-4 yesterday.
Yes.
He's batting .250 this year. Pretty on par. But that one hit was part of what you paid him for.
And 7 homers in his last 12 games.
When I was sitting there...
That equals on fire.
When I was watching the game yesterday, because the fiance's not watching all the games all that much, she goes, if you were to ask every fan here, would they be happy with what Bryce Harper's done so far this season? And I said, he's played below a lot of people's expectations, but he's also on pace to do more things than he did on average in Washington, D.C. And I said, if he strikes out this at-bat, it was the 2-2 pitch. Yep. I go, if he strikes out here, this is the moment where you go, come on, Bryce, this is where you need to stand up. And then all of a sudden, bang, he hits the home run.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. That's why they paid him.
And that's why you and Tyrone and Club Tyrone is going to be hopping today at 2 o'clock. What's next?
What an incredible Phillies comeback. And now you want to know why you don't mess with Bryce Harper? Walk off grand slam. Woo!
Who threw the pitch? Because he gave him a pitch to just
Derek Collins.
Yeah.
He got cut, right, recently from one team.
I think the Giants cut
him. Yes.
Hey, he jumped on that, came out of his shoes, and you knew it was, as soon as you saw he made contact with the ball, it was obvious. It was not coming down inside that park.
And what makes it even better is I don't like Joe Maddon. Like, I kind of hate him. I would also take him over Gabe Kapler, but I don't like Joe Maddon, and he brought in the lefty to face Harper.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, lefty-lefty, but Harper hits that after Joe Maddon makes that decision. Made him feel even better yesterday.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
I've been looking online, and I can't find anywhere. I've been Googling all morning. Maybe you guys know. Do you guys know if that ball landed yet?
I'm not sure.
I just flew it over the state. Saw it fly over the station.
Yeah.
Last break.
It's been, it was a moonshot, man. It was so high in the air. I went, oh, look at this. It was crazy. And then when he knew it was gone, like the intensity on Bryce's face and the speed with which he was running the base.
Right, he's high-stepping around first base,
uh-huh.
And then he put on a full sprint.
His wife tweeted about it, about the way he ran the bases last night.
Did she?
Yeah, I saw it earlier. Let me see
if she's active on Twitter, I guess.
I guess she is, yeah. Let me see if I can find the tweet. Somebody retweeted. I don't follow her.
What's her name? Kayla Harper, right?
Kayla, yeah.
You just have the bro read it.
As her?
Yeah.
The bro's probably going to run into her at Whole Foods.
I got it. Never have I ever seen him do this Grinch-like sprint, but it's a vibe I never knew I needed.
There you go. Is it weird for a Philadelphia sports fan to follow a player's wife?
Yes.
I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, like Jamie's weird.
I mean, she's got 22,000 followers.
Yeah, I know.
So you wouldn't be weird if... Jamie is weird because Jamie will sniff out when somebody starts dating somebody, and they'll be dating for 1 week, and he's already following that person.
And it's not like Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. It's another thing when it's Kayla Harper, who already has 22,000 followers. They're married. They got kids. Like, people follow Cole Hamels' wife because she's got the foundation and all that stuff.
Yeah, she's involved in a charity.
So I don't think that's weird. But it's when, like, trying to think of a player off the top of my head.
Well, Chase Utley's wife.
Yeah,
had the bulldog thing.
All right, Brad Miller meets this girl at Starbucks. They go on one date, and Jamie's already following that girl.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. I feel like I'm invading the athlete by doing that. What's next?
Bryce freaking Harper, grand slam, walk-off, home run. He ran around those bases so fast. The Phillies have the fastest home run trot and the slowest home run trot from the top this year. That has to be some kind of record.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because he flew around and he sped up between second and third because he couldn't wait to get home. And then Reese would still be rounding first right now.
I thought Bryce, when he was running home, they've been doing the emptying of the cooler.
Yeah.
They started doing it last year, 2 years ago. I thought whoever was emptying the cooler almost hit him in the face. Not with the water, but the cooler itself.
Yeah,
because Bryce was coming in, but Bryce was coming in hot in the home plate. He didn't slow down coming in the home plate. He ran right into that crowd, the Phillies players. I thought he was going to get hit right in the face.
He did look at it, too, when it went out. He stood there because
the
high trajectory was like, he watched it, but he didn't bat flip.
Well, he had to see if it was fair, if it was gone.
Yeah, I wanted to see a bat flip. That would have been a good
spot
for him.
Jose Bautista bat flip.
I mean, yeah, just the one, an in-your-face
still love that bat flip.
Is it ironic that Charlie's in the dugout for those three games, or does it mean something?
It was two games. He was in the 11-run game for the first time, and then last night.
But that first game, they only scored four runs. The two games he's been here, 11-7.
Yeah, and you predicted seven. I got to give you full marks.
And I said Drew Smiley would go five.
Oh, yes, you did.
I hit big yesterday,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you were on it yesterday.
Unfortunately, I didn't put any money down.
I'm going to have to get a prediction on tonight's affair and the weekend series from you to see if you can ride it.
Nah, I may have to retire after being right.
Yeah, well, that'd be time to do it.
Jason now has two games with Charlie Manuel. Will you give him some credit? The Phillies are back, baby.
No.
Okay.
Shocking.
Shocking that the mental midget okay guy has them back. Where 3 days ago, you could go back to that folder with the calls and find one from 4 days ago that I'm done. Him talking about the Phillies.
I'm done.
I guarantee, like Monday or a couple of days last week, he left calls saying that they're done. And now, because Charlie's present and the okay guy gets caught up really easily. I mean, the okay guy goes back and forth. He flops around on a dock like a bluefish that was just pulled out of the water. Just flopping around, flip-flopping all over the place.
Yeah, that is the okay guy.
That is what the okay guy does.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.